The Mishnah on Daf Gimel Amud Beis Masechta Shkolim teaches us that Noshim, women, are potter from contributing to Machzor Shekel. Actually, there's a Machloikus Rishonim, why women are potter from Machzor Shekel. Some Rishonim explain, because the Pasuk says, V'nosnu ish kaifer nefesh, and we learn therefore ish v'lo isha, only a man, not a woman, is obligated in the mitzvah of machzor shekel. The Meiri gives a different explanation. The Meiri explains that the reason women are exempt from the mitzvah of machzor shekel is because mitzvah machzor shekel, he says, is a mitzvah sasechus magroma. As we have learned already from the beginning of the Masechta, Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the cutoff date where they started using the new shkolim and stopped using the old shkolim, and therefore it's a mitzvah sasechus magroma that women are potter. The Sefer Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam says that we can't consider matzah shekel a mitzvah seishas man groma, because just like he says, the Gemara Masechta Gedushin, that Flamedal Raman Aleph teaches us that women are mechuyev and mezuzah, and we don't say that just like they're exempt from tefillin, they should be exempt from mezuzah. And the reason the Gemara explains why women are obligated in mezuzah, because the Torah says, Leman yirbu yumeichem, regarding the mitzvah of mezuzah, and explains the Gemara, Ot gavra boi chaya, noshim loi boi chaya, that only men need to live, not women. The same thing, says the curious Sefer, is if the Torah says, regarding the mitzvah of machzor shekel, the noshim ish, kaifer nefesh, that the machzor shekel brings to us a kapara. Similarly, he says, do only men need to have a kapara and not women? And furthermore, there's another reason why the Mefarshim explain we can't understand the mitzvah machzor shekel to be a mitzvah asei shizman groma. Say, they explain, even though, as we said a moment ago, indeed, the new kabbonis are brought, the kabbonis, there's a cutoff date of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, but still, the machzor shekel can be given any time during the 12 months of the year. And since the machzor shekel can be given any time during the 12 months, then it can't be considered a mitzvah say, shizman groma. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, this Rabbi Akiva Eger is to be found in our Chaim Simen Kovov, and similarly in the, and he says the same thing in the Shalos Tshuvos Rabbi Akiva Eger, Chelek Aleph Simen Tes, actually quoting the Shalos Tshuvos Besamim Roish, who says that women are potter from davening Musaf, because he explains that since the Tfilas Musaf is a zecher to the Karban Musaf, and Karban Musaf is brought from the Machzor Shekel, the Karban Musaf is brought from the Machzor Shekel funds, and if we're learning in our Gemara that women are exempt from Machzor Shekel, that seems to mean, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that women don't have to contribute, don't have any connection to the Karbanos Tzibur. And therefore, women should not daven, women don't have to daven Musaf. Actually, this Rabbi Akiva Eger is quoted by the Mishnah Brura in Simen Kuf Vav. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Kuf Vav, Sif Katan Dalid, quotes this Rabbi Akiva Eger. And he also gives another reason why women, quoting the Tzlach why women should be exempt from davening Musaf. Because he says, if we look, he says, actually the Tzlach is a Masechta the Brachas, Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph. And if you look at Tosfos, says in Masechta Brachas, on Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph, he says, you'll find, even though it's not necessarily the Girsa in all the Tosfos that we have, but Tosfos uses a wording that Mishnah teaches us that if the Mishnah teaches us the halachas of Tfilas Mincha before it teaches us the halachas of Tfilas Musaf, the first Mishnah of Perek Tfilas HaShachar. First, the Mishnah discusses the halachas of Tfilas Mincha and then the halachas of Tfilas Musaf. And Tosfos uses the wording Mishum Shehid Tadira Bekol. Explains the Tzlach. What does Tosfos mean to say with these words, Shetidira Bekol? Tosfos says that where Tosfos comes to teach us is that Mincha has two points above Tfilas Musaf. Number one, it's Tadira. We daven Musaf every day. And number two, says the Tzlach, what Tosfos means to say is the call that everybody has to daven Tfilas Mincha, but not everybody has to daven Tfilas Musaf. Who doesn't have to daven Tfilas Musaf? Says the Tzlach, women don't have to daven Tfilas Musaf. Why don't women have to daven Tfilas Musaf? He says, because the Gemara says, why are women obligated to daven? Shouldn't we say that tefillah is a mitzvah, is certainly a mitzvah seishes man groma, that we've been explaining, and we all know women are exempt from mitzvah seishes man groma? The answer is, says the Gemara, tefillah rachmi minhu. Tefillah represents that we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody needs Rachmanis. Everybody needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to think of us. Therefore, says the Tzlach, so a regular tefillah, a regular Shemoneh Esrei, where indeed there are bakashas and requests to the Eibishter, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do for us what we need, women are obligated. But if we look at the tefillas Musaf doesn't have rachme. We look at the tefillas Musaf of Shabbos, of Yom Tov, of Shabbos particularly, there is no specific tefillah of rachme. And since there is no concept of rachme, he says that's why women don't have to daven tefillas Musaf. Actually, the nafkamina between the approach of Rabbi Kiva Eger and of the Tzlach will be Musaf on the Yom Naron. If we follow the approach of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that women are exempt from davening from Musaf, because Musaf corresponds to the Kabbonis Tzibur that women are exempt from, so then women wouldn't have to daven Musaf even on the Yom Naron. If, however, we explain that the exemption of women is because of Rachme, so then only on a regular Shabbos, where we could say a Musaf doesn't necessarily represent Rachme, would women be exempt. But on the Yom Naron, which actually, as we all know, the primary place we find that we're asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu for Rachme is during the Tefillas Musaf, according to the Tzlach, women would be obligated. Then the Tzlach goes on to make a very interesting observation. He says, we know there's a very famous machlokes of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. If women who are exempt from mitzvah seishes man groma could do mitzvah seishes man groma, and could they make a bracha? Why? Says the Rambam, the nusach of every bracha is asher klishanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu, that we're commanded to do this mitzvah, and women are not v'tzivanu. Women are not commanded, and therefore it is the opinion of the Rambam, and that is the minig by the Sfaradim, that if women, even if they do a mitzvah say shema grama, they can't make a bracha. They can't say v'tzivanu. If a woman takes dalad minim, she can't make a bracha. Whereas the Ramah, the Rabbeinu Tam, and that is the opinion of the Ramah, says that if a woman does a mitzvah, she says my grama, that even though she's exempt from it, she could still make the bracha. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayis avetzivanu, says the Tzlach. Even the Rambam will agree that when it comes to davening, since in the Nusach HaTfilah we don't have words like Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoysa V'tzivonu, which are the words that the Rambam finds problematic, and therefore women could daven Shemone Esrei if they so please, even according to the Rambam, even according to the Minig HaSvardim. On the other hand, the Maram Shik asks a question. If women, as both Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Tzlach suggest, are not chayiv in Tfilas Musaf, and we're just saying that if they want to, they could daven, so doesn't that fall into the category of Tfilas Nedava? And we know that on Shabbos, we don't daven a Tfilas Nedava. So, how could a woman daven Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos just because she wants to? Wouldn't that be considered a Tfilas Nedava that may not be davened on Shabbos? So the Maram Shik explains that if somebody davens a Tfilah that he's indeed not obligated to daven, and he chooses not, and he davens it b'Tayrus Nedava, so indeed, on Shabbos, we're not allowed to daven a Tfilas Nedava. But this person who's davening the Tfilas Nedava, this woman who's davening Musaf on Shabbos, to her, it's not a Nedava. To her, it's actually, she is accepted it as a Chayiv. And that isn't considered a Tfilas Nedava that may not be davened on Shabbos. There's another important point to be made here. As we said earlier, women are obligated to daven. Not only are women obligated to daven, because rachmei ninhu, they have to say a bakasha. The halach is they don't necessarily have to say Shemone Esrei, but they have to say a bakasha. So I saw a very interesting point made by Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita in the Shalos HaTshuvos Ma'adim V'Zmanim, Chelek Aleph Simen Tes. He quotes a psak from the Ben Ish Chai. He says that if a woman gets up Shabbos in the morning and says Moida Ani, she has already fulfilled her Chiyuv Tefillah. And since she has already fulfilled her Chiyuv Tefillah, she has to make Kiddush if she wants to eat. Because only someone who has not yet fulfilled his Chiyuv Tefillah doesn't make Kiddush yet. But this woman, by saying Moida Ani, has fulfilled her Chiyuv. Says Ramesh Sternbuch, Moida Ani isn't Rachme. Moida Ani is we get up in the morning and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moida Ani Ufanecho, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechazar to be in the Shmasi, that we Baruch Hashem were able to get up fresh and healthy. But it doesn't represent a tefillah. And as the Tzlach has now taught us, that the point of tefillah that women are obligated in is Rachme. So until a woman actually said about Kasha, she too has not yet fulfilled her Chiyuv Tefillah. And if she has not yet fulfilled her Chiyuv Tefillah, the halacha is that she doesn't have to, the halacha is that she doesn't yet make Kiddush. But going back to the Rabbi Kiva Eger that we quoted earlier in our shiur, where Rabbi Kiva Eger says that women are part of the Chiyuv Tefillas Musaf, because women aren't part of the obligation to daven because women didn't participate in the Matzah Shekel. There are Paiskim that say just the opposite, that not only don't they agree with Rabbi Akiva Eger that women are exempt from davening Musaf, they say if there's any day during the week that women have to daven, it's on Shabbos. I saw one opinion quoted that says that even if we'll suggest that the Chiv Tefillah during the week is a Chiv Derabbanan, the Yavit says that on Shabbos, the Chiv Tefillah is a Chiv Deraisa. And if Chiv Tefillah on Shabbos is a Chiv Deraisa, so more so women have to daven on Shabbos, not less so. It's not necessarily a compelling argument, because even if we'll agree with the Yavits that Tefillah on Shabbos is a Chiv Deraisa, it doesn't mean that the Chiv Tefillah Musaf is a Chiv Deraisa. It could be the other Tefillahs. The Shaila Meshiv says, gives a different explanation why women are certainly obligated to daven Musaf. He says that Musaf is in the same category as Musaf is in the same category as Kiddush. And as we've learned, women are chayiv in Kiddush, just like they're chayiv in Kiddush, so too they're chayiv in davening. Rav Avadya Yosef, however, I saw, says that because of this discussion, Rav Avadya Yosef in the Shalos Tshuvos Yabi Omer, Chelik Beis Simen Tes, and Chelik Tes Simen Kuf Ches Sifkot Nun Vav, has a discussion about this question in davening Musaf, and he comes up with a very interesting psak. And again, his psak is addressed more to people who follow the Sfardim, who follow the opinion of the Rambam that says that if you're not obligated in a mitzvah, you shouldn't make a bracha. And even though we quoted the Tzlach earlier that says that davening is not the same as a bracha because we don't say the tzivanu, it's still a concern that he has. Can somebody who's not obligated in something do it? And therefore, he suggests in those tshuvas that a woman should not daven tefillas musaf. A woman should just go to shul and listen to the shliach tzibur say tefillas musaf, and with that, she'll fulfill that obligation. It's a very bechidish. And also, according to him, what would be required is that the woman should tell the shliach tzibur. The shliach tzibur doesn't necessarily have in mind bezman hazeh to be might see anybody with his tefillah because he assumes that everybody's davening. Here the women are relying on the shliach tzibur much more, and they would have to be notified of such. The Torah Tamima in Parashas Kisisa, quoting Rabbi Akiva Eger, asks a question. He says, if Rabbi Akiva Eger is correct, so in our Gemara, we've learned that men under 20 are not mechuyev in giving the machzor shekel. So if so, he says, how can we appoint a man who's over bar mitzvah between the age of 13 and 20 to daven, be the shliach tzibur for musaf, if according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, they're not obligated in davening, if they don't have to give the machzor shekel, so they're not part of the karmat tzibur, they shouldn't be able to be the shliach tzibur for tefillas musaf. Certainly they would daven musaf, even according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, because they're no worse than chinuch, but they shouldn't be able to be the shliach tzibur, as the Torah Tamima. Of course, it's not really a very strong question. The reason why it's not a very strong question, because our Gemara says that Eim Mashkinen, we don't force a boy under 20 years old to participate in the Machzor Shekel, but Hatoivim, we ask him to give. So he's certainly included in the Machzor Shekel. And if he's certainly included in the Machzor Shekel, So then he could daven. The fact that we force or don't force is immaterial. But then, the Shaila of Tshuvas Ber Yitzchak from Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan asks another question. In our Gemara, in our Mishnah, we've actually learned the opinion of Ben Bukhri, who holds that Kohanim did not have to give Machs HaShekel, but he's not obligated to give the Machs HaShekel. And therefore, he asks, if Kohanim are not obligated to give the Machs HaShekel, so according to Ben Bukhri, how could a Kohen, with Rabbi Kiva Eger's reasoning, how could a Kohen ever daven Musaf, be the Shlich Tzibur for Musaf, if he's not part of the Kabbarnas Tzibur? So, the Ber Yitzchak has one approach. He says, when according to Ben Bukhri, we say that Kohanim are not obligated in participating in the Machzor Shekel, he says, it's not that Ben Bukhri means to say that they're not part of the Kabbarnas Tzibur. Rather, what Ben Bukhri says is that since the Kohanim do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, so they're doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is in the place of them giving the Machzor HaShekel. So the rest of us that don't do the Avodah, the way we have to participate is by actually giving the Machzor HaShekel. Everyone else that doesn't do the Avodah, the way they put, every the Kohanim, whoever, who do the Avodah, the way they're fulfilling their participation is by giving, is either by Machzor HaShekel or by doing the Avodah. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan's approach. But there's a much, and there's a very nice raya from, there's a very nice raya to that point. The raya to that point is the Mitzvah Chinuch. Because the Mitzvah Chinuch says that even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, or even according to our opinion that the Kohanim participate in the Machzor HaShekel, Ein Mamashkin, we don't force them. Says the Mitzvah Chinuch, that's only if the Kohen is not a Balmum. So as we just explained, since the Kohen is not a Balmum, and he's doing the Avodah, so his doing the Avodah serves in the place, his doing the Avodah serves in the place of the Machzor HaShekel. A Balmum, however, who doesn't do the Avodah, Mamish has to participate the same way as everyone else in Klal Yisrael in the Machzor HaShekel. But there's one more approach that I'd like to suggest, and it's really a beautiful word from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe explains that there are two parts to Kabbarnas Tzibur. There are two parts to the Machzor HaShekel. There's one halacha that we're learning extensively in our Masechta, who has to participate in the Machzor HaShekel. And our Mishnah and our Gemara teaches us who has to give the Machzor HaShekel. But there's another halacha. The halacha is that there are Kabbarnas Tzibur. And the Kabbarnas Tzibur were not just limited to the people who are part of the Tzibur, to the people who gave the Machzor HaShekel. The Kabbarnas Tzibur are for everyone. The way I think I would understand what the Lubavitcher Rebbe means to say is, what would be if someone is exempt from paying taxes in the country that he lives in? So he won't get the services that the country offers to all its citizens. They won't pick up his garbage. The police won't come when he calls them. Of course he will. They will. Because if you're part of the Tzibur, the fact that you did or didn't pay the tax doesn't mean that you're not part of the Tzibur. You have an exemption that you don't have to pay. Similarly, women, indeed, they don't have to pay the Machzor HaShekel. The Torah doesn't obligate them to give the Machzor HaShekel. But that doesn't mean that they're not part of the Tzibur. Of course they're part of the Tzibur. And if there's Kabbarnas Tzibur, the Kabbarnas Tzibur are for everyone including the women. And therefore, they certainly could daven musaf because the Kabbalah Tzibur are for them. In fact, I'd like to add 2 points to this Vart. One point I'd like to add to this Vart is, what would be the halacha if all those who are obligated to give in the matzah shekel indeed participated and gave in the matzah shekel, but they wouldn't, but now they don't have enough money to pay for all the kabbonis tzibur? It could well be that now they're going to have to make a collection, because they obviously have to get the money that they need for the kabbonis tzibur. And then even those who are normally not obligated in giving the matzah shekel, now they will have to give the matzah shekel. Why? Because now it's not because of the matzah shekel obligation, which is an independent obligation. It's a separate, it's a new vart. It's a vart that we have to have the money for kabbonis tzibur, and you are part of the tzibur, so you have to participate in paying for them. What's pshat in this? What pshat in this is, I think, is pshat based on a vart that I saw from the Rogachover. Our Mishnah, as we just quoted, has the machloikis of kahanim. Do they have to participate in the matzah shekel? Do they not have to participate in the matzah shekel? And the Mishnah and the Gemara made an argument that they don't have to participate. And the argument was, because if so, the carbon mincha, tzibur, should have to be burnt. Because the kahanim, if they're participating, it becomes a carbon kayin. And if it's a carbon kayin, every carbon mincha of a kayin, kol tia, has to be completely burnt. What is the response to that argument? So there are those that want to learn because the money of the kahanim becomes bottle in the roids of the money of Kaisro. Frankly, it's a difficult argument. The reason why it's a difficult argument is because if we're relying on bittul, we have a concept of aim of atum isla chatchila. And we don't want to rely on bittul lechatchila. What is the answer? So the Rogachover says, well, how do we look at Klal Yisrael? How do we look at the Kabbalah Tzibur? Do we look at the Tzibur as a partnership of all the members of Klal Yisrael? Or, he suggests, we don't look at the Tzibur as a partnership of all the members of Klal Yisrael. There is a new entity. There's a new halachic concept called Klal Yisrael. And everyone who's in Klal Yisrael is in that entity. So now, if a carbon tzibur is owned by this new entity called the tzibur, it's not a carbon ashutfim with kohanim ashutfim, and therefore it has the din of a carbon kohen. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. It doesn't belong to any individual. It doesn't belong to a partnership. And everybody who's part of Klal Yisrael has the kapara through the carbon. And women, even if they don't have to participate in the matzah shekel, are certainly part of Klal Yisrael. Kahanim, even if Ben Bukhri tells us, don't have to give the matzah shekel, are part of Klal Yisrael, and therefore they're part of the carbon tzibur. And if they're part of the carbon tzibur, so they are obligated in davening musaf, which is connected to carbon tzibur.